Trump-Russia investigation began during the summer before the 2016 campaign. The investigation was publicly confirmed in 2017 after the election had taken place, unlike Hillary's very public email scandal, which has caused issues between both parties.
The investigation started when Trump's candidacy had been accused of colliding with Russian agents to influence the U.S. election in the Republicans' favor. U.S. intelligence concluded that, in fact, Russia was behind an effort to tip the scales of the election against Hillary. They were responsible for a series of cyber attacks on social media and fake news stories. It is often called the greatest political witch hunt in history.
We know that there is at least 12 Trump associates that have contacted with Russia during the campaign and transition into office. An analysis of the situation done by CNN revealed that there was at least 19 face-to-face interactions with Russia and at least 51 individual encounters with Russians. Three Trump aides admitted to lying about the Russian encounters.
More than 30 people have been indicted by the special counsel, and among them, there was four members of the Trump campaign team or administration. The people who have been charged include former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen, Paul Manafort, the former Trump chairman, Michael Flynn, the former national security advisor, and many more.
Mr. Mueller is one of the FBI officers investigating the issue. He declines to comment and instead works quietly from his office in Washington. Now you may ask, if Mueller works for Trump, why can't he just fire Mueller and get away with this? It is against the law for him to fire the special counsel, and this act was put in place just in case that ever did happen.
How did Russia allegedly hack the U.S. election? They didn't hack voting machines or anything like that. Instead, Russian hackers gained access to the Democratic National Committee systems and then leaked tens of thousands of emails revealing the inner workings of Clinton campaign and the party's operations. The second release of information flooded social media, especially Facebook, with fake stories with bad things about Democrats. The information did reach at least 126 million Americans.
In August of 2016, there was a notice that came to the White House for President Obama and three other officials that came from the CIA. Inside it contained the information that there was going to be a state-sponsored effort to interfere with the U.S. election. The FBI had already been looking into potential ties between Trump and Russia, and the memo seemed to give more evidence than there really was. Something going on between Russia agents and President Trump.
According to the Post, Obama administration argued over what to do with the information. Some wanted to take care of the problem, and others wanted to ignore it. Eventually, they were fearful of appearing to attempt to interfere politically and stayed quiet for most of the part. There was warning issued to Russian officials, but it wasn't until late September that Obama directed the CIA/FBI to make a public statement about the issue. The statement would not carry Obama's name for political reasons.
The special counsel investigation could potentially go into 2019, but because there was less than 2 weeks left of 2018, the likelihood of the investigation continuing is very high. The president himself was questioning the authorities, but Trump presented his responses in writing through the mail and did not answer anything face-to-face.
So what could happen if they find the Trump administration guilty of tipping the voting scale? There has been a lot of controversy about Mueller giving the president an obstruction of justice sentence. There could be the case of obstruction of justice if Trump fired Mr. Comey because he wanted Comey to stop the investigation.
President Trump tweeted about the firing of James Comey. He says, "Slippery James Comey, the worst FBI director in history, was not fired because of the phony Russian investigation, where, by the way, there was no collusion except by the Dems." Trump is trying to say that Comey was not fired because of the investigation. Is he telling the truth or just trying to make it look like he's not guilty of obstruction of justice?
Trump also tweeted, "Intelligent agencies should never have allowed this fake news to leak into public. One last shot at me. Are we living in Nazi Germany?" Trump is trying to put out there that he is getting blamed for the situation that wasn't his fault and his intelligence agencies. I think that Trump needs to take control of the situation and tell everyone the truth.
If President Trump is charged with obstruction of justice, he will be impeached. To get him impeached, there would have to be a majority vote in the House of Representatives, but both houses are controlled by Republicans, so it really isn't likely that he would get impeached.
What does the American public think about this case? In March of 2018, 59% of people believed that Trump/Trump officials definitely or probably had contact with Russia during the election campaign. Earlier in 2017, 49% of people surveyed by ABC News and the Washington Post thought Donald Trump was likely to have committed a crime.
Thanks for listening. Bye.